We have a lot of fun here on the channel making fun of social justice warriors. I know I talk shit about people like Stephen A. Smith or LeBron James, the WNBA, the NWSL, Megan Rapinoe. Most of these people, I don't really think they're bad, evil people. LeBron James is not a bad guy. Stephen A. Smith is not evil. I may disagree with them politically, but if I ran into Stephen A. Smith somewhere, everything would be cordial. I don't have anything against Stephen A. Smith personally. I don't have anything against Megan Rapinoe. I just think they're uninformed. I think they're being used, or in some cases, they're being paid off to promote a Marxist agenda. Stephen A. Smith sold his integrity for $12 million a year. Now, that doesn't make him evil. It just makes him dishonest. I don't judge him for it, to each his own. I wouldn't do it, but, you know, everyone is different. Like I said, most of these people are being used to promote the agenda. And they're not bad people. But there are some that are just pure evil. The people behind this Marxist social justice agenda here in America are evil. I'm sure by now, you guys have heard of the school shooting that took place in Michigan earlier this week. Thankfully, school shootings are not as common as they were when I was in school. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, it seemed like there were school shootings every week. They became so common, it was almost a footnote in the 24-hour news cycle. When Columbine happened, I believe Columbine was in 99, April of 99, it rocked the country. Columbine was a big deal. But as more and more school shootings took place, it happened so often, people became desensitized to it, as bad as that sounds. Now, fortunately, they're not as common as they used to be. But the shooting that took place in Michigan earlier this week, it was tragic. It really was. I'll admit, I don't know much about it. I know some shithead named Ethan Crumbly killed 4 people and shot 7 others. That's about the extent of my knowledge. I don't know the background of Ethan Crumbly, and I really don't give a shit. Put the asshole in solitary confinement for the rest of his life and be done with him. This should be an open and shut case. Us normal people, we look at tragic situations like this for what they are. This is an awful situation where 4 kids lost their lives way too soon. We pray for their friends and family that were left behind. That's what normal people do. Social justice warriors that fall towards the evil side of the spectrum, they never let a crisis like this go to waste. Nothing gets in the way of furthering the agenda. The ends always justify the means. Keith Olbermann is an irrelevant piece of shit. Now, I don't say that about people often, but I mean it about Keith Olbermann. If you want the blueprint on how to obtain a multi-million dollar media career and completely screw it up, follow the path of Keith Olbermann. This dude was a star in the 90s at ESPN. He and Dan Patrick were the best SportsCenter duo ESPN ever had. Their chemistry was unmatched. The show was funny. It was entertaining. Dan Patrick knew football. Keith Olbermann is an old school baseball purist. The show worked. He transitioned from ESPN to a moderately successful career at MSNBC. Now, they wouldn't renew his contract, so he took his show to Current TV, where he was quickly fired. When your views are so radical that you can't hold jobs at 2 of the most liberal networks on television, you have a problem. You have a mentality problem. Barstool Sports owner Dave Portnoy, he tweeted about the Michigan school shooting yesterday. Now, I'm not a big fan of Barstool or Dave Portnoy, for that matter. I think he's kind of annoying. Now, I agree with him a lot of the time, but just because I agree with someone doesn't mean they're not annoying as shit. Just like if I disagree with someone, it doesn't mean I don't like them. Dave Portnoy tweeted about one of the students at this high school in Michigan. He was a football player. And he actually rushed towards Ethan Crumbly to save the lives of some of his classmates. Kid's a hero. How many people can say that they would do the same thing in that situation? How many people as a teenager would sacrifice their own life to save someone else's? When I was 15 or 16 years old, I don't think I could have done it. I mean, I was selfish at that age. You never know what you'll do until you're in a situation like this. But at 15, 16 years old, I don't think I could have sacrificed my life for someone else's. I'm just being completely honest. Most people run away from people with a gun, not run towards them. Normal people view this kid as a hero. Keith Olbermann? Keith Olbermann is not normal. Most pieces of shit aren't. How did Keith Olbermann view this heroic kid? Through the lens of woke politics, of course. I'm going to read you this tweet from this piece of shit verbatim. And my voice may sound a little bit more aggravated than usual. That's because this kind of shit really pisses me off. Listen to the logic of Keith Olbermann. Quote, "This kid died to stop a school shooter whose mother echoed the Trumpist fascism of Dave Portnoy in Barstool Sports," end quote. Dave Portnoy replying back to Keith Olbermann asking him, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" And that is the same thing I asked when I saw this. This is how delusional and evil these people really are. This son of a bitch is taking a heroic act from a teenager and denigrating it all because the mother of the school shooter is a Trump supporter. Does that make sense to you? Is that in any way logical? Twitter, Facebook, other social media platforms, they banned Donald Trump. I don't care about that. That's their right to do it. But how can you ban Donald Trump and not ban Keith Olbermann for this? This dude is a grade A 100% asshole. I actually feel bad for Keith Olbermann. I really do. How miserable do you have to be to look at a tragedy through the lens of politics? How screwed up do you have to be to look at the politics of the school shooter's mother? These are the kind of people that make up 8% of the population. I'll be honest with you. I don't think there is a cure for wokeism. I think once this mentality becomes ingrained in you, there is no eradicating it. There are different levels of woke. Like I said, I don't think a guy like Stephen A. Smith looks at things like Keith Olbermann does, Skip Bayless, even the ultra-woke Shannon Sharp. I don't think they would say something like this. Then you have people like Keith Olbermann, who are past the point of derangement. This dude is sick. He is sick. And the sad part about it, I think there are a lot of people in the mainstream media just like Keith Olbermann. They're trying to copy the blueprint of the Czech Republic back in the 1950s. Little history lesson for you. Back in the 1950s, the same thing happening in America today was happening in the Czech Republic. Communists were trying to overthrow the government. They used the same tactics that we're seeing today, demonizing their opposition, letting criminals out of prisons to cause chaos in the streets. The idea behind it, you cause so much havoc and crime that normal everyday citizens beg the government to step in and handle it. And they do by implementing communism and completely oppressing the population. In the 1950s in the Czech Republic, they were able to accomplish this without firing a single bullet from a gun. No war, no guns, wasn't needed. You wake up one morning living in freedom, the next day you're living in oppression. These social justice warriors, they're trying to do the same thing here in America. Now you may think, they only make up 8% of the population. No way they can get this done. Don't be fooled. 8% is more than enough to get the same thing done here in America. All it takes is for the rest of us to not pay attention to it. It's happening right now. They are trying to get this done right now. Think about how much has changed in the past 18 months. Mask mandates, lockdowns, COVID mandates, supply chain issues, gas prices, crime in major cities is out of control. Cashless bail. In New York City right now, you can walk up to a window and get shot up with heroin. None of this is by accident. This has all been planned out. Why do you think they wanted Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? They're both easily controlled. Joe Biden's out of his damn mind. Kamala Harris is in her 50s, has no idea who the hell she is. She has no identity. One day she's black, the next she's Hispanic, the next she's French. She doesn't know who the hell she is. They want you to be miserable. They create all these problems, waiting for the population to beg them for the solution to the problems they created. The solution, of course, total control and oppression. But anyway, Let me know what you guys think about Keith Olbermann. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.